podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. So excited you decided to join. But anyway, welcome to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about 10 things that can make your team and you unbeatable from an old porch dog or an old dog like me. But before I jump into that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. We have some really cool stuff coming down the line. From me and from Dr. Dish that we really want to share. It will be awesome. I think you're going to be very excited about it. But mention me, mention Coach Unplugged, mention any of the podcasts you listen to, and they'll take really good care of you. Second of all, they'll give you $450 off. Just tell them I sent you no matter what you're going. They're going to take very, very good care of you. So make sure you mention me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's that time of year, baby. School's starting to wind up. We're all getting ready. Fall sports are starting. Basketball season's 5 months away. There's not a better time to go over. Use the 14-day free trial. Learn everything you need to become a successful high school basketball coach. Like I've said multiple times, there's lots of resources out there, lots of people that have done it. But they're not high school coaches. They haven't had nationally ranked teams. They haven't won at the highest level, at the high school level. They just haven't. And, you know, not to boast, but my resume speaks for itself. I know what it takes from a coach who applied for a job that no one wanted in the capital of Wisconsin. No one wanted this job, to taking us to a perennial top 10 team. A nationally ranked team, 3 state titles, 10 state appearances. Anyway, so go over and check out teachhoops.com. Some prices and things are changing this fall, so go do that ASAP. All right, so we're going to go through 10 things that can make you and your team unbeatable. So anything that I'm going to talk about works for your team, but also works for you as a coach. That can make you, pretty unbeatable. So number one, keep things simple. This is something I always have a hard time with, especially juggling several businesses, bunch of podcasts, teaching, parenting, being a husband, lots of things, juggling lots of things. Trying to keep it simple is not easy. Like I've told a couple coaches this last week, luckily I'm partly, oh my goodness, that I'm part vampire. And me yawning there is probably not showing that I'm vampire, but it's... Was it 1 a.m.? So I probably should go to bed. But I wanted to get this out this week, and especially this week in July, just so you could all hear it. So first one, keep it simple. Kiss, baby. Keep it simple. So that's the first thing. Second thing is don't compromise your standards. Like whatever your standards are, don't compromise them for anyone. We'll come back to bite you if you do. I just think it's not a way to go through life is compromising. I know, there's lots of things that we can and do. And, am I the same person as I was 20 years ago? No, but I don't think the kids are the same either. So don't compromise. Relationships trump everything. That's number three. If you're going to win and you're going to put a ring on your finger and you're going to win a championship, you have to have a relationship with the players. They have to know you care. You have to. So it trumps everything else, all the X's and O's and all the stuff in T-tubes. Relationship trumps it all. So that's number three. Number four is delegate, and then trust the people you delegate to. I know my coaches don't listen to this podcast, but I trust them to do lots of things that I don't want to do anymore. And I know it's going to get done. I just do. So that's number four. Number five is be consistent. If you're a parent, you got to have a consistent bedtime. It's the same thing with your players. You got to be consistent. Here's when open gyms are going to be. Here's how we're going to run getting on the bus. Here's where we're going to run our locker room or our timeouts. You have to be consistent. The kids like that. All the winning coaches and all the winning teams are consistent in what they do. make small decisions. You don't always have to make it's all the little micro decisions that make things successful in the long haul. Make those micro decisions. Yes, we're not going to wear knee braces or get our sleeves, or no, yeah, yes, we're going to eat right after the game. So make those small decisions. Number seven is have humility, especially when you start winning. Because all what goes around is going to come around. So make sure you're humble, show humility, you should just do that as a human being. So that's me giving you a life lesson. So that's number seven. Number eight is honor time. I have done a much better job of this. Practice does not have to be 2 hours. It can be an hour and 37 minutes. We get everything done. Time, I've told my students this multiple times. Time is the most valuable resource as a human being you have. It's finite. We all have the same 24 hours. We all have the same number of minutes and seconds in every day. And we have a limited amount of time that we're going to be here on Earth. So honor that time. I hope that I'm honoring time with all of you by doing all these podcasts and stuff like that, because I think I'm helping other human beings. But honor time. Okay. That's number eight. Number nine is help others that are behind you. people did that in my building. The hockey coach, there were other coaches in our building when I was a rookie coach will help me figure out how I could turn a losing program around, make it a winner. You have to help those people that are a couple steps behind you. That's number nine. And then you're always look as the glass half full. Obstacles, things that are breaking, those are good. You know, would I have felt that way 30 years ago? Probably not. I'll give an example. Like, was it last year or the year before? I come into practice, there's a bunch of lacrosse players practicing, and it's like, it's an obstacle. I got to solve it. Got to figure out how I can have practice because my guys are showing up. Look at things as obstacles. Maybe we got to go down here. Maybe we got to go lift, and then we can come practice, blah, blah, blah. It's that growth mindset, and the players will notice how you handle those obstacles. So when, gosh, they're down three with 37 seconds to go, that's going to be an easy obstacle. So let me go through the list again real quick again for 10 things that can make you and your team unbeatable. Number one, keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple. All right. Number two, don't compromise your standards or your pillars. Number three, relationships trump everything. Number four, delegate and trust, right? So delegate, that's a good one for longevity. You can't do everything, and you can't do everything for 35 years. Part of the reason I think we're not seeing as many old coaches, but you got to delegate and trust. Number five is be consistent. Number six is make small decisions and live with them. Learn from them too. Number seven is have humility. That's very important. Number eight, honor your time and their time. Number nine, help those that are a couple steps behind you. And number 10 is face those obstacles. Always look at the glass half full. I would love to hear what all of you think about this. Leave a comment. If you're listening on any of the podcast apps, go over on Spotify, listen, leave a review. Same thing on iTunes. We would love that. I'll read them. I read every one of them. So I would love to see some new ones out there from some of the new coaches. I know it's a way to give back. You can obviously join teachhoops.com too if you want to get back. But it's a way to give back if you like these podcasts. And I hope this was helpful. Have a great day, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.